What's up?
That is Liquidized, sort of helpful podcast that you just heard me drinking.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Welcome.
How are you?
Am I too loud? Who knows? Is that too quiet?
Can you hear me? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I think so, right? You can hear me, right?
I feel like we talk at the same volume.
I think I'm a little bit of a loud person, so I think you know, it's more in my chest.
Your projection.
I'm a very projected person.
I don't know how to do that.
You're very soft spoken.
I don't. You have a. You have a soft spoken.
You have a nice voice. I sound like a fucking. I don't even know. Prepubescent boy.
No. I wish I had more of a deep voice.
Like me.
Like. Whoa. Welcome
Hi.
To the podcast.
What are we talking
today, about today? We're talking about why haven't we been hired by BetterHelp? Don't tickle me.
I don't know, I'm freaking out. I took my meds today, but I'm still, like, having a bad day.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, I'm a little irritated,
a bad day on good meds.
Yeah, right? It's kind of strange.
Let's talk about
that. Yeah, why aren't we,
Why haven't we been sponsored by BetterHelp? We're so helpful. We should be called the.
We probably do a better job.
Helpful podcast.
We probably do a better job than a lot of those BetterHelp people. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. The things that I've heard about those quote unquote therapists, not good.
True. This has turned into now bashing BetterHelp.
So what? Yeah, maybe. The, okay, wait. Yeah,
that's why we
haven't
been hired, because BetterHelp isn't the best. But how about that insurance company?
You know what I love? Intuit and TurboTax.
Huh?
Intuit TurboTax.
To do your taxes?
Yeah.
You did your taxes?
Oh my, I did my taxes last night for the first time ever.
I need to. I have everything I need.
I got my return. It's $107 plus $9, whatever that is.
Just dox yourself. Just tell the people.
Oh yeah. It's just money.
It's fine. I'm just, I don't
know. No, I didn't use Intuit TurboTax. I used TaxSlayer.
That sounds like a very off-brand video game RPG.
I mean, the slogan was "Let's slay it," so I chose it.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
But I love the Intuit TurboTax commercial. And you know what I always ask is, like, who actually wants to work for Intuit TurboTax?
I don't.
Like, who grows up, goes to college, like, you know what? I want to work for Intuit TurboTax.
Yeah, that's their only option. Well, if this was a video cast,
yeah,
we could. Watch the clip and put the clip on the screen as well.
We need to
and react to it. Because I cannot remember what the TurboTax commercials are. All I'm thinking about is the something boost. And John Cena's like on a purple cow and the cow's like boost.
I know what you're talking about,
it's
but I don't know
it's
what
like
it is.
Enterprise. It used to be something else, but they changed the name or I don't know.
Oh, really? I was just thinking. We do need to think about video.
Yeah. This semester? Or next semester.
Do it whenever.
Whenever.
Do you care? Do you have a preference?
No.
Okay.
I just...
You just look a little, you know...
I'm just wondering.
Well, I can actually rent cameras here.
Really?
I can rent cameras and I can rent, because technically I'm still a cinema and screen studies major, so I can do that. And I can get everything we need. I can get a boom mic.
Boom!
That's I feel like that's a little too much, but...
Boom in the shot.
What? We should get those clip mics off of Amazon.
Then we'd be like...
Yeah, we would
hate those. I hate listening to videos.
Can we get
headsets?
Like the sports?
Yes.
That would be awesome. How much do you think those are?
Just a gamer headset.
Just a gamer headset?
Yeah. We'd be like, you know, with a little mic going around. Sort of something...
We're gonna look fucking stupid with that.
No, just like a simple one. Like just plain black... Just like these just headphones like those... with a little stick.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But it'd probably be really bad quality.
It's okay. We could just get like actual mics.
True. Like these guys.
But like the whole what we hold them.
Oh, like microphones?
Yeah.
All right. I got the microphones.
You got two? I can get two.
I could get one more.
I can get one more.
Yeah. Yeah. We just have to figure out where to do it though.
Do it anywhere. We can do it outside.
Ooh.
Can do it inside, outside.
Chilly, chilly weather.
No, you know, I'm just saying, we can fucking, it doesn't matter where we do it.
Mm.
We want a nice little background, though. Let's change it up every once in a while. We're not going to always have the same.
Little festivities.
You know, when it gets warmer, we're going to be outside. Fuck it, let's do in the water.
Can we do, like, can we get, like, sand
on
the ground? Beach, and then, dude? Like, our dogs are the out. The beach episode? Little, like, soaking our feet. Well.
We got to be careful with that.
The fetishes. Yeah, keep it below the frame, but just know.
Just let people know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Feet down here.
Maybe, like, Birkenstocks with socks on. Just sand. No water. No.
Oh.
Just, like, Hawaiian shirts.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's all me. I really that is all that. Me. We're going to have so much fun when it gets warmer out.
Yeah. God, I still need to sign up for, like, residencies or whatever. I'm a little scared for the summer. I'm a little scared that we'll be good.
I don't know. Don't think that, dude. Come
Last
on.
Last summer was rough.
I know.
Freaking.
I know.
R-U-F-F rough.
I know. Can I ask you something?
What's up?
How is this lizard?
He just went in yesterday. I'm going to check on him after this. I don't know if he's done yet. I did a 4-hour preheat. I made a lizard, guys.
It's beautiful. And if we were on video,
I'd show you a picture of this iguana.
And then we'd show you when it's done.
That I put on a upside down bowl.
It is very beautiful. Like, and I was amazed.
A little ashtray goes on the foot. And it's all out of clay ceramics. Yeah. Yesterday, I went to glaze all my stuff. So I'm making a dinner set project, and the iguana is the centerpiece. And I wanted to use the spray booth for the glazes, and I did that yesterday with a little respirator and everything. It was cool, but it was tedious, I'll tell you that. Because I had to switch the glazes out and, like, plan it, but that was really cool.
Can I ask you something?
What's up?
Another one?
That phrase, that line, freaks me out.
I hate it.
A little bit. I get a little like, oh, shit.
This could
be anything.
I fucking hate it, but I say it. Like, I don't think about it before I say it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to start, because I don't like saying it.
Well, I appreciate the clarification of, like, hey, heads up.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask you a question. Instead of just going out there being like,
yo, I need to talk.
Or just, like, saying what you want.
So. I don't want to ask this question. But
that freaks me out a little more.
I know that doesn't help the situation and goes against everything I was just saying. But my birthday's coming up.
It is.
Next month.
Yeah.
In approximately 1 month. It's
yes.
The 5th, right?
Yep. Yeah.
1 month.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make me something? Of request.
This is strange. That's not a usual thing that happens. You ask someone to give you, like, you ask someone to make you something for your birthday gift.
Right.
I mean, I'm not.
I know that's unusual.
It is unusual, but I'm up for it.
But it's the fact that you're willing to do that for me for my birthday is what matters.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's something that I genuinely, really, really want. I don't know if it's gonna be really hard for you to do or if it's, like, something difficult. But seeing that iguana, I'm like, you know what?
Oh boy.
I can handle it.
Okay. Lay it on me.
It's a pigeon.
Just the straight-up pigeon?
A pigeon with two bread around them. Let me show you. I have a photo.
Two?
It's an actual... No, not two pigeons.
Two bread, I mean.
Two bread.
Two pieces of bread.
Let me show you.
Two bread. Pigeon with two bread. Oh!
Two bread. Pigeon with two bread.
Oh, I was thinking just the one bread.
No. Yeah, with two, like,
two bread.
Bread and then a bread...
A bread, like, waistband and a bread necklace.
Yeah, basically. Like, a bread belt, bread necklace, and just a pigeon.
Did you take this picture?
No. This was a TikTok, and someone was filming it, and I'm like, I want this as either a tattoo, a structure, or
You're
something.
You're going to have to send it to me. Do you want his head to come off and him to be a container, like, from this first bread piece?
Honestly, that would be pretty cool.
A little stash, but pigeon jar.
What I want you to do is, because, you know, it is a gift, it would be a gift, I want you to take any and all creative liberty. But I'm just saying, like, I would fucking love this. This would mean the world to me.
You gotta send me that picture.
I will send it to you right now. I'm gonna take a screenshot.
I wish we could show this.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's an amazing picture.
Listen.
I'm racking my brain now how to make it.
If you can't ever, like, if you can't do it, especially with, like, time don't worry about it.
I can do it by your birthday.
Okay.
1 month, I got it.
All I know is that...
That's the one thing.
That will be the best gift I've ever received. I'm like, being serious. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit means so much to me. Because I love it so much. I mean, like, that's...
It will be a challenge because birds... he's standing on his two little toothpick legs.
Two little legs, yeah.
Two little toothpick legs, and his body's gonna be like 20 pounds.
Yeah, I know.
Compared to
this. Like I said, creative liberty. You got all of it.
Creative liberty.
Anyway.
God bless America.
So,
I think I will. Yeah.
What are we gonna sort of help today?
Sort of help.
Yeah.
How sort of help you how to do your taxes. This is sponsored by Ultimate TurboTax. Got until that's my deadline is your birthday to do my taxes. And make the pigeon.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's doable.
Excuse me.
I'm gonna take a sip of coffee. It's my first coffee of the day.
I won't lie to you, I kind of like
the white noise.
Yeah,
I hope that doesn't probably come up for the listeners.
Maybe.
But you want to talk about what I have written down, or is that too similar to what we talked about last time?
The overwhelming stuff. Mm. Or the overthinking, I'm sorry.
The kind of the stuff.
We can talk about needing to start going with the flow.
Needing to start going with the flow. Which I kind of started doing.
That's good, because I need to start being more comfortable with that.
Yeah. With me getting used to going with the flow, or just you?
Me. No, I'm good for you. You know, like.
I just thought that it'd be funny if you're like, I gotta get used to it.
You're so uptight all the time now. So, whenever you go with the flow, I'm like, ooh, that's not right.
Yeah, I was told, not necessarily verbatim, that I should start going with the flow, but that's the kind of consensus I've come to. I'm a little uptight.
Yeah,
I think
a lot.
You know, I got
Mm-hmm.
I got issues.
We all do. Not a bad thing if you're uptight. You know, you're what you want.
The main issue, as always, is the overthinking, thinking ahead. You know, thinking behind.
Oh, that's the
just
worst.
Just behind in the past. Whatever.
Yeah.
Which is difficult. It is. And it's so strange to talk about it, because it's like, well, now I have to think think about those weird things that I don't want to think about and I haven't thought about to further explain how better I've been getting.
Right.
Nice chain.
Oh, thanks.
So, example. I'm breaking my, what is it called? My streak. Breaking my streak by explaining all this. But, yeah, I haven't really been thinking about the past that much. I have, like, in little spurts, but not. And it might just be time that's been aiding me in this journey. But, yeah, I haven't been over obsessively thinking about the past and people and, like, even for my parking ticket, for example.
Mm.
Not my parking ticket, my traffic violation ticket. I'm not, like, reacting the way I thought I would or I would in the past. I'm not like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? This parking ticket is ruining my life.
Yeah.
I am a little spooked still.
Yeah.
Driving around. They're everywhere now, I'm noticing. Those freaking
coppers.
Me too. I don't know how, but I think it's just trying to replay and remember what you say and what other people say to me of just like, don't worry about it. It's fine. You know?
Yeah, it's just something that happened. It's like a story. It's like, like this happened, you know, whatever.
But yeah, and just like someone said it, I'm having a really hard time.
No, you're good.
Someone said to me that, you know, I shouldn't waste my time thinking about that stuff. Like, it's not worth my time. And then I thought about it a little more, and I'm like, oh, I guess you are right. Even though it's not, like, physically taking up time, like, maybe I'll be thinking about it while I'm doing something, you know, just because it's on my mind, or some weird, you know, line of thoughts led up to that. So I just never really thought, like, oh, I'm actually spending time thinking about this stuff. But now I'm not. If anything, I'm thinking about my progress, which is kind of like I can't find the word, but it's like I'm doing it, but I'm not doing it by thinking about, I'm thinking about it indirectly. So one could argue that that's not actually progress because I'm still thinking about it in some way. But yeah, I don't know. I've just been, you know, taking people's advice, which is life changing.
Yeah, about time.
I mean, I still get stressed about things, and I still need to be in that little panicking, overthinking mode.
You're still a human.
In order to get stuff done.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm loading the kill, and I'm like, okay, I gotta think about this for a sec. Like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, no, I can't go there because it's too tall. Oh, is it gonna clear? No, okay.
See, like, that, there's a difference between, like, see, that's who you are. You know what I mean? You like, we talked about this before, like, caring.
Mm-hmm.
You're a caring person. You give a shit. And it's, like, different than, like, thinking about things that you know is, like, okay, that happened so fucking long ago. Like, no. Stop. Mm-hmm. Just stop thinking about it. Or something that happened, like, a situation that happened recently, and then you're like, no, it happened. Like, maybe think about it a little bit more because it happened recently, and, like, mm-hmm. talk, you know, with yourself about it and everything like that. Because, you know, it's not going to go away, especially if it's most recent. But with things like that, like, there's a difference, you know what I mean? You shouldn't have to feel bad about being so, you know, careful with that kind of, like, you putting stuff in the kiln or something like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that. That's who you are. That's a good thing. Imagine if you didn't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Imagine if you didn't give a shit.
And that's my argument at first when I was talking to somebody. I'm like, you know, I can't just not care.
Right.
Because, like, all this shit wouldn't get done, per
exactly.
se.
You are,
you know, so I'm stuck.
It's a little bit of paradoxical. I will say,
yeah,
but
Parasocks. Oh, my neck is,
but there's a line there, you know what I mean? You just gotta find it.
I wonder what the line's made of. Some yarn, some string.
That's good.
A straw, paper container. Nick, by looking at you.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. My arm
you
was
broke
up
your spine. I'm tired, dude.
What was I gonna say? Everyone's tired. Split Q. Yeah. I kind of already said it, but I can't remember what I was gonna say. Specifically. You're saying, it's okay, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I don't know.
This is a good.
This is a great
good
episode. Thanks for listening. Ooh. Okay,
today's just a little weird.
It is a little funky.
It was a little weird. I don't know if it's for you too, but mine
today.
Just...
I don't have a lot. I don't have too much to do today. I think, which is throwing me off.
Understood.
I don't really know how to relax sometimes.
No, me neither.
Because yeah, if I don't overthink and be like, okay, what am I forgetting today, like. You know, what do I have to do today?
Mm-hmm.
If I relax and I don't do my usual setup, then I'll forget something.
Exactly.
And it'll bite me in the butt.
You have such nice, clean nails.
What?
Yeah, I'm jolly.
Well, no, not really.
Yeah, better than mine. I got weird-ass nails.
I don't really do much to them.
They're, like, long, like, yeah. But they're, like, long and nice. Mine are, like, stubby short, because I got little hands.
Mine aren't really long. Dude, who do you think, if we had the live video cast, like, what would the name be of, like, our camera guy? Be like, Mike. or just Joe. Like, Joe, can you get a close-up of our nails real quick?
Joe would definitely be
involved. Yeah, get a little of this, Joe. Like, compare
Joe.
Nails. Well, you always wear thingies, so I can't see what your nails look like.
Right there. Yeah.
I like these nails, by the way. You got
yeah.
them done.
Yeah, they're nice.
All
Joe.
Galaxy green. Joe, get a close of this.
Joe, get a close.
That is crazy. How did they do that? Is it just
it's
the
a
nail
magnet.
Polish? What?
Yeah, so they paint, it's a black undercoat, and then they do it with the, you know, the sparkles.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have this magnet that just, like, controls it and moves it. Like,
no
to
way.
Yeah. Pretty cool, actually.
Does
science.
It ever get, like, stuck to the magnet? Like,
no,
pull off?
No.
No?
But I did watch it, and it was just... It never... Yeah, it's just fucking weird.
That's
shit.
So cool. Because I'm like, they're not all perfect. Oh. Like swirly. That's crazy. It looks like a Wizard of Oz inspired nails.
I love emerald green. It matches my hair too.
Yeah, did you get your hair done?
No, does it look like I did?
It looks lighter.
Lighter?
Like blondie, strawberry blondie.
Ooh, that means I gotta re-dye it.
But like good. I didn't recognize you until I saw you walk and I'm like, okay, that's Sonia.
Really? That's weird.
Everyone's got a specific walk.
What's my walk?
I wish I could see it. Hang on. You got like that little shoulder thing.
I got a sway.
And your little hips go like woo woo woo. Like
yeah, I gotta shake
you,
my mom again.
It's kind of like you're not going with your legs. Like your torso and your your torso and then the waist down are two separate entities. Like
really?
you walk into your hips. Like you let your legs go up and your hips go up. Instead of just, like, smoothly going. I know this is really hard to explain.
Yeah.
Cool. And you did, like, the little look down, like, you're, like, messing with your nose or something, and then you went to your little seat, and you sat down. Because it looked like, from afar, it was somebody with blonde, straightened hair. I thought you had your hair straightened, and I had my glasses on when I was walking.
That's weird.
So, there was some illusion going on. And I also don't think I've ever seen you with that coat.
This?
Yeah.
No.
Very. Joe, get a close-up on the coat.
Someone told me I look like Uncle Grandpa. It's not funny.
What does Uncle Grandpa look like again?
Joe, pull it up. Joe, pull it up.
Joe, pull up a picture of Uncle Grandpa. Oh. Oh, wait, what? Tom Kenny? No. In this outfit today, you mean?
No.
Okay, just in general?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, you don't.
I know, it was a joke. He said it was a joke. It wasn't serious, but...
He's got the rainbow suspenders. Oh, my God. I completely forgot about Uncle Grandpa the show.
I'm happy that I forgot about it, but I'm very upset that it was brought up to my attention again and said that I was...
Yeah.
Even though it was a joke, I'm actually quite sensitive about those kinds of things because I hate what I look like, so it's just like I want to cry. Joe, get a close-up on my face.
Somebody last semester... called me a modern version of Spencer from iCarly because
what?
Of my funky socks they saw me wearing. You know, because they always had the socks, and he's like, I got them from my buddy Socko or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm like, what?
People are fucking stupid.
I was so confused. I'm like, a modern day Spencer from iCarly.
Like, he was the modern day Spencer from iCarly. Like, I don't he had the fucking light up socks and everything. That was
the light up socks.
It's like 30th century shit, dude. What are you talking about? Come on, think
that's
before you
speak.
That's
the only comparison. I think I got compared to another, like, just like a small indie artist or something. And they were like white. I'm like, okay, cool.
Wow, thanks for calling you white.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't really look like anybody.
No, I don't think I do either. I think I'm weird.
No,
you're not weird. I'm so tired.
You didn't get a coffee today. That's why. Did you have? Did you eat breakfast?
My dad made me bread pudding.
Bread pudding.
Yeah, I went home for the weekend. Cause Joe's back in Pennsylvania. He had to go to orthodontist.
Already?
Yeah, he had to go to orthodontist.
Is he coming back for this week? That's so strange, going to Pennsylvania just for the orthodontist and then coming back.
Well, he's got really fucked up teeth.
Alright.
He has braces on the bottom.
Joe, get a close-up of your teeth.
Joe, get a close-up.
Yikes. I'm so tired. Wake up. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Wake up. What you wanna do?
I hate that.
I don't like that either. Anyways, do you ever notice the little details in life?
All the time. And you know what really bothers me, though? Is whenever, like, I have such a hard time explaining this, but when you're friends with somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And out of that, like, just completely separate from that friendship, you know somebody else, but you fucking just hate them.
What?
Okay.
I'm a little lost.
See, this is hard really to explain.
It is.
So me, in my, just me, right now,
mm-hmm.
you. So,
awesome.
You're my friend.
We.
But outside of this friend, I got other people I know in my life.
You do?
I don't like a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, you get involved with one of these people. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's odd. Mm-hmm. How is this connecting? How,
like, you know, friend of a friend's becoming friends?
It's not that, though. Like, I cannot explain it, but it's just...
I think I understand. You're like, how could this that small works...
Small world, but, like, oddly small.
How could
small.
I connect with someone that you don't really care for?
Just, like, people in my life coming together, just randomly, just out of nowhere, where I thought never would even happen.
Yeah.
It's more than that. I'm not doing it justice. But
and that's happening to you recently?
It always happens to me.
It always happens.
Always happens. Like, I guess you could call it, like, coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems so more than that. This, like, it's a small world, but oddly small. Oddly
it's
small.
It's not a small world.
Well, here? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. But what bothers me... Oh, yeah, that bothers me, too. It's not anything different. It's the exact same thing that you just said. I'm like, man, I never thought... Or just, like, two random people that... you know, but you're not too close of, they're, like, you find out that they're friends, and you're like, wow. Right?
Wow.
I don't know. I heard some noises. But, yeah. Especially in the arts department, it's freaky how...
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
How everyone knows each other. Like, I kind of hate it. What would freak me out is that if all those people were in a room together... Like, I just want to see, like, who gravitates towards who. Like, there would still be separation of, like, you know. But then, be weird. Because then people who think that they're, like, one-on-one, they're close. But if there was somebody else in the picture, then one person would lean towards that third person, you know?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, ooh, betrayal. Like, what do you really like, you know? What do you value more? You ever hear that question where it's like if you were in a room full of people, who would you look for?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would. Okay,
I look for a couple people.
I would look for a lot of people. Well, not a lot of people, but a couple people too.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I don't think that there's ever just gonna be that, like, only one person.
I'd look for you.
Aww.
I'd look for Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I'd look for Megan. I'd look for Jonna, I'd look for Bev, I'd look for my friend Nate, mm-hmm. and his girlfriend Kira, I'd look for my lab instructor,
strange,
he's just a cool guy, I want to be friends with him so bad,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, it's unfair because
he's old,
no, he's 23,
what? Strange. The youngest person or professor that I know of is, like, maybe...
Oh, he's not a professor. He's a grad student.
Oh.
Just grad students, TA, like, TA lab.
Oh, yeah. Because
the professors apparently got better shit than them.
Hmm.
Huh. But it's, like, the kind of thing where he probably thinks I'm young and, like, don't want to be friends with me.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not young. I'm, like, literally going to be 20.
In, like, exactly 1 month. I wonder, I mean, I've kind of been in a couple situations where I've been friends with people who are older than me.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, like, you know, faded away.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, I'm like, man, I wonder what this, like, looks like to them.
Yeah.
Like, how they see me. Like, I'm just, like, I'm a kid compared to them in their brain.
Yeah.
Because even if they're just, like, 3 years older than me. But they're still in their 20s, somewhat. As I get older, I look at the people that are younger than me, and I'm like, oh yeah, I don't want to be friends with someone younger than me. Like, they're kids. They're not mature. Not to say that I'm so mature, but, like, they don't get it.
It is different. But.
I kind of hate that separation, though.
I hate it. I think it's a little messed up, because I have friends who are seniors in high school right now. Like, dear
really?
Friends of mine. Dear friends of mine. Yeah.
Really?
Emily Consone. Dear lover to death. You know what I mean? I'm just talking about, like, I don't care. I'm going to be 20 in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going into college. I don't give a shit. I love her to death. I don't care if she's younger than me. That's, like, one thing. That's, like, one thing about me where I don't care how... I mean, I do care how old you are.
Age is just a number.
But when, when I know, okay, you're going to be in college, you're gonna, you know, I don't have anybody younger than senior in high school.
Yeah.
That I'm friends with. Except for someone who I've known for a very, very long time, who's in, that I knew in elementary school that I helped her out. She was like, kind of like freshman in high school, but that's a different situation. But yeah, you know, and I,
the youngest people that I'm technically friends with are like family.
Yeah.
Only. I can't really think of like young, my friends who are young.
The oldest people, I wouldn't call myself friends with them, but more like, you know, my brother's friends. So like around like approximately like 28, 29, 30 years old.
Yeah. I beat you at 55.
Wow.
Yeah. That is strange, but I don't know. I always do. I do kind of.
And how old are, however old Bev is and however old John is?
Bev? Who's Bev?
The people, it's just people I work with, but they.
Bev's very, ice cream. Oh, it's Starbucks?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interessante. Oh. This is the last week before spring break, everyone. Somebody's going to New York.
I'm going to New York.
That's crazy. I'm going to be in a different... I've never been to Ohio.
I have. It's not great. But Cincinnati? Maybe we're... I've never been to Cincinnati, so maybe that's why.
So you've been in, like, the suburbs or something?
Yeah, more or less, yeah. Ooh, middle of nowhere.
Continue.
Yeah, I don't forget what I was saying.
You've been to Ohio?
Yeah, it's whatever. But maybe you'll like Cincinnati, because it's a city.
It is, and I didn't realize that it was a city. I don't know why. It's just because I'm not so worried about what's happening in Ohio.
I don't think a lot of people care.
Yeah.
Well, except
for now. But, yeah, don't worry about me, guys. I will be bringing my own water.
It looks like a fantastic little place.
Oh, fuck. That's a city, dog.
Yeah, that's a fucking city, dude. That's a city if I've ever seen one.
No, that's a city.
So you're gonna like it. You're gonna like it.
I'm driving in that city.
You're not gonna drive in that city.
I am.
You're driving?
Partially.
Oh, we're like switching up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
You don't have to make it so you don't have to drive in this city.
I can't. Because there's only two people who know how to drive out of the six people going.
We're in college.
Yeah. So.
Well, this ain't New York City, so maybe the traffic won't be that bad.
I'm hoping.
It looks like a pretty little place.
I think I can handle it.
You can handle it. You've been to New York, you can handle it.
Cincinnati Herald. I hope there's some cool stuff there. I know I'm going solely for the ceramics convention, but I want to go like an arcade or something.
I mean,
cafe in the morning.
I mean, you guys are staying for almost like the whole week. That's what you just said.
Monday to Saturday. Leaving Saturday.
That is a very long time.
That is a very long
so
time.
So you're not gonna only be doing that play not. Convention.
Dude, if there's Chipotle there,
there's always Chipotle
every night.
There's always
Chipotle.
Always. Where do you guys stay? What's the hotel?
We're staying in a ping pong themed Airbnb. It is pretty cool. It's kind of sporty. But It's pretty cool.
Ping pong place.
It's got a ping pong table. It's got someone. Yeah, that's the one.
This is it.
The ping pong palace.
Dude, that's fucking sick.
That is.
Can
sick.
I come?
No.
You'll be in the city.
Look at the. Oh my god! I didn't know the board games.
Dude, you're gonna be so.
Look at the lounge.
You're gonna fucking live. No, this is.
That's sick.
This is such a beautiful place.
Right in bed right there.
Full kitchen. Oh, that's absolutely
sick. Full kitchen.
Oh, look at those fucking beds, dude. Who are you sharing with?
No one.
Oh.
In-unit laundry. Yo.
That's a nice ass.
It's a blue bill. It's so cool.
It's a little ugly, but inside it's good.
That's sick. The bathroom.
The bathroom is very nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, no.
Dude.
You got it made.
This is gonna be so cool.
You got it made.
Going to Ohio.
I'm going to the ping pong palace.
I'm going to the ping pong palace.
That's what
it's a condo, entire condo hosted by somebody.
Yo, they got Walter White.
Where?
They got Walter White.
Oh, the poster.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I'm going to send that.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to take a picture next to it. No, I
you
can't take
no?
it. God, I'm not going to take the poster of
That's
Walter White.
That's sick, dude. I want to meet whoever this fucking place this is, dude.
Dude, if I hope my friend brings her Switch so we can play on the TV.
Oh,
dude.
Oh.
Look at those floors. The pink wall.
I'm look at the bed just chilling in the living room.
Exactly.
You better get that one. I would get that one.
Maybe a little more privacy.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
But
I'm so jealous.
I've never wanted to go to Hawaii.
I have to delete a bunch of pictures. I have like 2,000 pictures and my phone hasn't been backed up in like over 2 years. So
brah.
Yeah. I think that about wraps it up, guys.
Okay, see ya.
Follow us on social media, Spotify, whatever you want.
Yeah, man.
Listen, don't listen, who cares? And yeah.